Well, it was, I was just talking about that the other day. Well, the blackberries was on that, deep berries. On that tree, my mother used to, we'd go out and pick them. And my mother had false teeth. And she would strain that. She'd cook them, boil them, whatever she done it. And then she'd strain all the seeds out of them.
Yes.
And then we call it pie, blackberry pie. But she'd put a layer of that juice and then a layer of that cobbler. Well, and she put a layer up and then the top of it, she'd have it covered with that dumpling looking, just like making dumplings. She'd have it and she'd cook it till it just a nice brown crust on top of it. That was fit to eat. Then you use your cream off of your cow's milk or milk in it if you wanted to. That was fit to eat.
Did you ever, what did you call it, the kind of sweet liquid that you might put over a pudding, you know? Maybe you had something like milk or cream, you mix it with sugar or something like that.
Well, we could do it. Back whenever I was growing up a kid, it was mostly like that. It was just a pure cream from the milk. And we doctored it up with flavor and sugar and one thing and another, but I don't know what all you'd call
would,
it.
Would you call it, you ever call it like a sauce or anything like that?
Well, you could have called it a sauce.
Now, would you ever have called that a gravy? Or is gravy that used to mean something different to you?
No, I wouldn't call that a gravy because that was just a gravy where you have good gravy with meat. I don't know about that. I never was much on that kind of name and stuff.
Let's see. Now, what are some of the kinds of vegetables that y'all raise?
Well, in the summertime, it was peas and corn and squash and snap beans and eggplants and collard and cooked cabbage and what have you. And in the winter, our fall stuff here is turnips and we grow ours here in the wintertime. Our fall crop for food is turnips and mustard and radish and all that kind of stuff and cauliflower.
You mentioned turnips. What would you call if you had just the tops of the turnips and cooked them?
Well, you just call that the tops. But no, I like them. Of course, I weigh the flour, you know what I say. But we just call it a kind of a tender green, a thinnings. Whenever you know you plant them and they're thick and just have the top, we just call it a thinning. My mother said cut worm turnips. And pot liquor turnips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. You mentioned snap beans and other kind of. What other kind of beans would you grow?
Well, we got a shucky bean out there right now growing, and we got a pinto bean to grow, a snap bean that we snap and eat, and then we got just a big pod snap beans, running bean. I've got them growing out there.
Y'all grow any butter beans down here?
Yes, sir, but I haven't got none now.
What are some of the different kinds of peas you might grow?
Peas?
Yeah.
Well, I grow a pea, I like to grow a pea that'll bear right on until, from the time it starts bearing until the frost gets it, which is cabbage peas and cream 40s, cream 12s. Now, black-eyed pea grows good and makes good, and then you got a crowd of pea and a pink pea, whatever you want. I don't know what you call them, but anyhow, I like that little cream 40 or cabbage peas. It grows good. It's a white pea.
Yes.
And it makes a lot of, it'll make right on to the frost gets
you. And of course your butter beans, what do you have to do to those?
Shell them. You have to shell your peas and your butter beans.